here's a story from The World.
The wild birds Baltazar Castagna sees at his home in Sanson may also be a solution to deforestation. That's what some landowners about a five-hour drive away from Baltazar are discovering. Manuel Rueda reports from the Colombian state of Caldas that farmers there are realizing the country's extraordinary diversity is an asset.
It's early in the morning, and tourists are peering over a wooden balcony to take a look at a tiny bird. Hopping among the ferns and leaves on the forest floor is the crescent-faced antpita, a bird the size of a tennis ball with large eyes and a tiny beak. Its round body is covered with black and yellow feathers. Birdwatchers love this species because it's very hard to spot, says Juan Lopez, a nature guide who's traveling with two British tourists.
Before this place exists, the only options to see this antpita was in Ecuador, in Cerro Mangus. You have to walk, hike in 2 days, and camp in there trying to see them. But here it's quite reliable. That's the main reason people come here for that antpita.
We're at Hacienda El Bosque, a large dairy farm that's surrounded by cloud forests. The ranch used to get all of its income from selling milk, but it opened its doors to bird watchers 3 years ago in order to generate new sources of income.
That one is the color Inca.
The owners have realized that the Andean cloud forest attracts dozens of migratory birds and is also home to species like the antpita. So instead of clearing the forest to make more space for cattle, they have decided to protect it. Juan Martín Pérez is one of the farm's owners.
La razón principal por la que protegimos el bosque y por la que mi papá empezó a proteger el bosque hace 30 años...
30 years ago, my father started to protect some of the forest because he wanted to keep our sources of water safe, Pérez says. Now, we're using these forests to create a beautiful experience for tourists, especially those interested in birdwatching and photography. While some parts of Colombia face growing rates of deforestation, there are also dozens of farms like El Bosque that have taken a chance on ecotourism. The estate has an area of 1,000 hectares, and almost half is covered by cloud forests. Three cabins have been built for visitors who want to sleep over, as well as observation decks and a trail through the estate's forested area. Pérez is hoping that next year, the farm will make 50% of its revenues from tourism. Milk sales have fallen recently, he says, because of international trade deals.
Encontramos que en el turismo de naturaleza hay un mercado gigante a nivel internacional.
Around the world, there's a big market for nature tourism, Pérez says. For us, it's important to diversify and look for alternatives. He's not the only one thinking along these lines. Within an hour's drive, there are two coffee estates and some smaller farms that also offer birdwatching tours. At El Color de Mis Revs, or The Color of My Dreams, one of the main attractions is the black-billed mountain toucan. When I arrive, a guide hangs some grapes from a branch and lures the toucan with a call that comes from a speaker. Within 20 minutes, the colorful bird arrives, eats a grape, and starts to crackle. The farm is owned by Andrés Giraldo, a retired businessman who moved here to be away from the city. It's located next to a nature reserve, and Giraldo is letting the forest regrow all around his property to give more space to the wildlife. The forest cover here is only interrupted by four log cabins and two yurts, where tourists can spend the night. This isn't a business that turns a profit overnight. It takes some time, Giraldo says. But we're doing this because we are passionate about conservation. We want people to learn about the birds and the forest, and the value it has in our lives. Around 1,900 bird species have been spotted in Colombia so far, more than any other country in the world. So there's plenty to show to tourists, as long as bird habitats are preserved. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Manizales, Colombia.